Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to a new week of Foundations Daily here at STC. My name's Liam, I'm part of the team here, and it's a real privilege to be sharing a thought from the Bible with you all this week. Wherever and however you find yourself listening today, we do so hope that this is an encouragement to discover more of Jesus and what he's got to say to us through his word today. Our reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 to 14. We're going to focus on verse 14, which I'll read for us now. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. A thought for the day. Whilst I don't want the focus of the podcast this week to be all about the global COVID-19 health crisis, we can't help but acknowledge that we live in quite exceptional times. Every day it would seem our way of life as we know it is changing and evolving as new guidelines are issued from government officials, ultimately so that we protect lives, the NHS, and especially the more at risk and vulnerable members of our society. Interestingly, in what is still a very divided nation, we seem to have all united in an approach to ensure that people are protected. Protection is at the heart of today's passage that you can hear read in full at the end of this reflection. And Paul instructs Timothy to guard the good deposit that was entrusted to him. That word guard in the original language means to watch out for, to keep safe, to protect. And just as we are quite rightly being advised to take extra care now in how we go about our daily lives so that we protect not only ourselves but others too, the Bible encourages us as believers that we should always look to God to protect what God has given each of us. And Paul says here that we are to guard the good deposit. The deposit he speaks of here is the power of the gospel which we've received through the gift of the Holy Spirit. God literally coming to make his home in us. And Paul, using the language of money here, says that God has invested himself in us. The gospel is that he's literally laid down his life for us so that we can be with him, and that he has entrusted us with this gift, his Holy Spirit who has come to dwell in our hearts through faith. And that deposit which Paul speaks of is like the down payment of that which we are to receive in full when we are one day with God in glory. And Paul's message to Timothy back then was simple: guard that gift. But what does this mean for us today living in these exceptional times? Well, God, I believe, wants to encourage us all that in a time where we might have a tendency to feel quite passive, even powerless, as certain restrictions are placed upon us, that there are no restrictions when it comes to the gift God longs to give us, the gift of his Holy Spirit, of knowing Jesus, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Paul, speaking to Timothy, encourages him to guard that gift, but this idea of guarding is not a passive thing, like I'm watching, I'm checking, yep, still there, God. It's an active thing. To use the language of money again, it's an investment which we're making. And perhaps the danger for us in these times is that we can find ourselves investing time and energy in keeping up to date with every single news update, constant speculation about what the future holds, trying to figure it all out, you know, what can I do to navigate this latest challenge? However, and this is what the encouragement from today's passage is, we can seek to invest our time and energy first and foremost in looking upwards. As Paul writes in Colossians, since then you who've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. The call is to remember that in all circumstances we look to God, to know that he is our Father and we are his children, and that he longs to give us the gift of his Spirit that we would walk in the freedom and the power that his love brings. So what will we do to guard the gift that God has given each of us? Perhaps as maybe our daily routine changes, for a while now, it's a good time to look at where God is in all of that. What does it look like in these times for us to set our hearts on the things above? And for me, I'll be honest, it's simply at the moment trying to start each day by opening the Bible and not flicking straight onto the BBC News app looking for the latest updates. It sounds almost trivial, but I've recently taken to using the extra time that I'm spending washing my hands, my kids' hands, by giving thanks to God for something that day. It's definitely more interesting than singing happy birthday twice anyway. These are small and seemingly simple things, yes, but do you know what? It all adds up. Every moment spent investing in time with God, he uses to pour out more and more the gift of his love into our lives. A gift which he gives us without limit. And as we'll reflect on later this week, a gift which we are then able to extend to those around us. So, what will we do this day to take hold of the gift that God has deposited in us? A prayer. Thank you, God, for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Your Spirit which testifies with our spirit that we are your children. May we be a people who this day take hold of that which you have given each of us, that we may be beacons of hope for you in these challenging and exceptional times in which we live. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 14. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it's now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who's destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and that is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you've heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. kissed it.